CFM Stereo. 24/7. CFM Stereo.
Lionel Messi has conquered his final peak. Lionel Messi has shaken hands with paradise.
Argentina, champions of the world. And the nation will tango all night long.
It's time for the biggest sports stories.
Max Verstappen has taken the checkered flag to win the Japanese Grand Prix.
Max Verstappen. Two-time world champion.
The biggest interviews.
These are happy tears, I guess. I don't know. And I wouldn't be Serena if it was Venus. So thank you, Venus.
And all the analysis right here.
There's no question that LeBron James, at the worst, is a top three player in the history of basketball since the game was invented. I don't want to hear that.
It's
just blasphemous. Let you finish. I'll let you talk.
Every weekday, it's my sport. It's your sport. It's CFM Sport. Let's join the team for the biggest show in the world of sport on CFM Stereo. My station, your station.
One of my favorite days on ZFM Sport is Throwback Thursday, where, of course, we take a look back and reminisce and enjoy some of our favorite memories coming out of the world of sport, as well as, of course, some of your favorite memories from the years where we bring our musical interludes. And today, we've got some great music lined up for you. 1988 is the year of our power play. And then, of course, when it comes to our play of the day, we'll be taking you again to the same year, 1988. Two iconic, well, I would say one artist and the other a group from that era. So you want to stay strapped onto your seats as you enjoy this sports show in the company of Alois Bunjira, Chris Midzi, Barry Menandi, Sean Tafirinyika, and Mike Madoda. In between the fun, the entertainment, and the music, we got a few sports stories for you. Amongst them, football pundit Vuhle Ncube says mighty Warriors have been handed a tough draw for the COSAFA Women's Championship.
It's going to be a tricky group for Mighty Warriors, looking at the fact that our girls haven't been like playing since November, and they've been just in camp for 2 weeks. It's going to be challenging in terms of fitness.
And of course, so we got some rugby for you with the Six Nations kicking off tonight. And former Wales fly half Dan Bigger says that France are Six Nations favourites as they prepare, of course, to take on the Fighting Irish tonight.
All in all, France starts favourites, England second place. But I think it'll be really special if that game comes down. If the championship comes down to that last game, last sort of Super Saturday, would be awesome.
And then in the beautiful game, we'll be going to England, where Man City boss Pep Guardiola wants the English Football League to change their rules to allow Mac Gay to play in the Carabao Cup final.
Hopefully we can convince the Carabao Cup that Mark can play this competition, the final, because it's difficult to understand that the club making a big investment to play one player, to take one player.
See. Well, Barry, Pep Guardiola having a moan about the rules, but the rules are the rules, and everyone knows the rules before the competition even starts.
And the rules aren't going to change midway through the competition. So Mark Gay, he will not be playing in the Carabao Championship. If you're a Man City fan out there and we're holding hope that it will change, it will not. Unfortunately, it's just hot air from Pep Guardiola.
Chris, I know we're going to be talking about the Mighty Warriors in a minute, but it's a good thing that they probably get national team action off as far as Zimbabwe is concerned. Yeah. Usually at about this time, they will not be kicking any ball anyway, in anger whatsoever. And I know the league program hasn't started, but it's a good thing that the Mighty Warriors have at least assembled.
Yeah, definitely. It's good that the Mighty Warriors are getting together. I think when you just take a look at, I think across the last sort of 12 months, we've seen the Mighty Warriors, I think, assembling a lot more than we have in recent years. So it's good that it's continuing. And only when we get this right in terms of the amount of football that they playing, will we get will we begin to see some good results.
Alois, I've always wanted to ask you, I mean, I know you do watch a bit of rugby. You're a Bulls fan? right? Bulls fan. Yeah, Bulls fan, and of course Springboks. Do you watch any rugby beyond the Springboks and let's say the All Blacks? Do you ever take time to just watch sort of like ordinary franchise, provincial type rugby?
No.
No.
Only if the Bulls are playing.
I love that.
If the Bulls are playing, like the Lions, the Sharks, those big games, yes.
Yeah, you watch
I
the big
watch
games.
I watch the regular league games that they
No, your interest doesn't go that far.
Yeah, I go with this.
So you certainly games. Won't be watching the Six Nations, for example.
No, those ones I watch.
Oh, those ones you watch?
Those ones I watch.
Right. Yes.
Those ones I watch. I just don't watch those Sharks versus
the Shiris.
Yeah, this Western Province. Yeah,
you've got no interest in that. Oh, well, we're going to be featuring rugby in our international sports news today, building up, of course, to the opening match, which is on tonight. Yes, Thursday evening today is the opening match of this year's Six Nations Championship. And it's a humdinger, potential humdinger, between France and Ireland, the two best teams in the competition, though England will want to have a say about that. What are your predictions for the Six Nations Championship? Do let us know. 0772-168-045 is the number.
I listen to my radio. CFM Stereo. Stereo. The Warriors, the Chevrons, the Cheetahs, the Mighty Warriors, and the Sables. From the pool to the track to the field, we are Team Zimbabwe.
Just a reminder again of our interactive platform 0772-168-045. Send us your messages, and we have already got a couple of messages, and this one reads, what a sing-along classic, and that's coming from Stan in Boihera. Good evening to you, Stan. Thank you so much for tuning in. Nyasha Tota has got in touch, says good evening, the best sports team in the nation, ZFM Sport. Damn right you are. As with the best sports voices, the voices are Barry, Mike, Alois, Sean, together with my crush, Chris Meadsy.
Do you guys just pick these messages out?
No, it's because they come. How are you doing, my favorite sports? Well, we're doing great. Nice to know that you've tuned in, Nyasha. It's going to be a great one this evening. Keep those messages coming in, guys, on 0772-168-045. Right, Zimbabwe will be taking a cautious approach when they get their COSAFA Women's Championship adventure underway after being handed a tricky draw for the 2026 competition to be held in Polokwane, South Africa. The Mighty Warriors were yesterday drawn into Group B along with defending champions Zambia, Botswana, and the mountain nation of Eswatini. Now, football pundit Buhle Ncube says the Mighty Warriors have been handed a tough draw.
Group for my tour is looking at the fact that our girls haven't been like playing since November, and they've been just in camp for 2 weeks. It's going to be challenging in terms of fitness. Yes, our squad is very talented. It's full of talent. It's full of players with good technique. The likes of Ethel, the likes of Cristobal Cardona, and we have the veterans, Caetano, we have Nobukosi Ncube, who believe they will guide the young ones to victory. But it's not going to be a walk on the path when they face Zambia and Botswana. And looking at the stadiums that we're going to play in, compared to the stadium that our girls play in each and every day, it's going to be another factor that will affect us, that will need us to really focus and go out there and try to play at our level best. I've seen our last tournament, we really performed well. Christopher was outstanding. I'll mention that she was outstanding. But still, people were complaining about how we play, that we are not playing carpet football, we are playing helicopter football. And those people really touch my heart, you really make me emotional, because where are our girls playing? It shows that we really don't know where our girls are playing, the pitches, the kind of pitches our girls are playing in. So you can't expect someone who is used to playing, you know, dodging the stones on the pitch, to get to Peter Mokaba Stadium and start playing carpet football. You know, it needs a bit of time for them to understand that now they're playing in a better pitch.
That is, of course, the voice of football pundit Wuhle Ncube speaking about the Mighty Warriors and the task they've been handed at the COSAFA Women's Championship 2025. Yes, 2025, remember, it's the postponed edition which was meant to have been played at the back end of last year. Now to be played between the 18th of February and the 1st of March. It's the 13th edition and it will be played in Polokwane, Limpopo province in South Africa. Let's run through the groups as a reminder. To you, starting with Group A, which has got Banyana Banyana, that is South Africa, together with Malawi, Lesotho, and Angola.
In Group B, you'll find Zambia, Chipolopolo, Botswana, Eswatini, and the Mighty Warriors of Zimbabwe.
In Group C, it's a three-team group with Mozambique, Namibia, and Madagascar.
Well, Chris, I guess the first question would be perhaps for the benefit of our listeners, which is to understand the format of the tournament, yep. Because we ran through four teams.
Yes.
And Barry ran through three teams. Mm-hmm. So how does it all work out at the COSAFA Women's Championship?
So the top teams in each pool and the best place runners-up are going to be advancing to the semi-finals. But because there are only three teams in Group C, results against the bottom sides in Groups A and B will be disregarded for the purposes of calculation for the best second-place side.
Yeah, I think that's only fair, isn't it, Barry? Just to make sure that it's the tough points that contribute to you.
100%. That form of handicapping is actually quite good. Commonplace in tournaments whereby there is a disequilibrium like there is now where two groups of four teams, there one has three teams. So it makes absolute sense. The hope is that, number one, we're not the bottom side. Then also that we do make a fist of it, particularly against Botswana and Zambia.
All right, Chris, I want to come back to you before we hear from Alois here. And Coach Tetelelo Kwinji 15, feeling that the charges, of course, were placed in a tricky group, agreeing with the sentiments of Wuhle Ncube around that group. What are your thoughts? What are your sentiments on that group that features Zimbabwe? That is Group B.
I definitely agree. Tricky group for them. I think old rival Zambia, and I think just a rivalry that's been there for a little bit in terms of just the women's side of the draw. And I think Zambia themselves, we've seen them advancing in terms of the youth game, in terms of the youth football. We've seen them advancing in terms of the senior men's game. And I think the women's is exactly the same. They've been very serious, and what you'll see there is a very big challenge to Zimbabwe, who hasn't done as much in terms of that development. So definitely going to pose a threat. We won't even talk about our other neighbours in terms of Botswana and Eswatini, who I think have also made their strides. So definitely still a tricky group. Zimbabwe, I think, benefiting there from legacy in the competition as well, where we've previously done well. Not in recent years, but we've previously done well in the competition. So crossing fingers that they'll be able to at least get through to the semi-finals.
Alois, I want to come to you now, because this tournament, you go back to its genesis, when it started, both for the men and the women. This is a tournament that built stars. This is a tournament that provided an opportunity for young, ambitious players. This is a tournament that was also a platform for even established players to cement their standing in the game on the continent. You take a look at the Mighty Warriors squad that we have right now, Alois. It's something of a rebuilding job for Tetelelo Sibanda. And this tournament is an opportunity for these players to grow in their professional journey.
Yeah, we can say that. The only unfortunate thing is that we have been rebuilding for some time now. with the team, every time we go back to the COSAFA, it feels like we are rebuilding again. Mm-hmm. Last year, it felt like we are rebuilding again. Because, you know what shows me that we are not yet there with the women's game. We Takato slider back, to be honest. When I don't know the full lineup of that team, when these names are being called out, and there are a lot of names that I actually don't resonate with, whereas when we were doing well, you could actually break that. We have got Rose Mugata, we have got Nomuhle Majika, Nomsa Boys Moyo. You know, you could
Marjorie,
do, you see now we could do that. Even when the older guard and any konje, when they left the stage, we had an Amejuri Nyaunwe coming in, you know, and Rudone Shamba coming through. But we don't have that progression anymore. I think there's something that we need to fix with the women's game. But like you said, coming back to your career, I think yes, it's still the platform. If you do well at COSAFA, you get recognized. You see Tando Ngwenya, he went to COSAFA and he did well, and they were watching in South Africa, and he was scoring a few goals here. They were watching him, and right now he's in South Africa. I'll tell you now, he is in South Africa because he played in that COSAFA tournament. So it's a good stage for the young and upcoming stars to actually come through. But in the yesteryears, of course, it was actually a big, big platform. We spoke about it yesterday, that there's something that South Africa did to this tournament, and we just degraded this tournament on our own. But it used to be a very prestigious tournament when it was still sponsored by Castle.
Yeah, and look, it's again, obviously, we're coming back from several years, first of all, Chris, of inactivity due to the ban, and then also a period where the women's game wasn't prioritized as much as the men's game, and we're almost having to play catch-up. And so I think for me, the development, the major development, is the fact that they're getting to play regular football now and again. They're fulfilling all their international obligations.
Yes.
Are you happy with the fact that when you take a look at the squad that was chosen by Stetelelwe Sibanda, there is continuity in terms of who we saw in the squad when they played in that Malawi Three Nations tournament? You know, these are more or less the same players. Yeah. And so she's going along sort of like the right path in terms of making sure that these players are being exposed to what is now a higher level of competition than the Three Nations tournament.
Definitely. And when you take a look at some of those names, like Alois was saying, we are getting familiar with them again. I think there was a time where we could rattle them off quite naturally, but I think they are names that we are consistently getting now. Nokukanya Ndlovu, a couple of names there mentioned by Butle as well in that clip, and we're going to consistently see these names now, and that's the mark of continuity. And I think we'll also now benefit from, I think if we have some movements in terms of the quality of our league as well, I think we're also then going to see quite significantly these names continue to come up again and again and again. And when we start to see that, then we know we do have a cohort to work with. But this is basically, I know Alois doesn't like it, but it's a restart in terms of the names that we knew.
We also have a few foreign-based girls. I wish we could also bring them in for this particular tournament. We can actually benefit from that.
Yeah, absolutely. And Barry, Mutle spoke about surfaces. She talked about the stadiums that we're going to be playing in. And I think we're going to be playing at the old Peter Mokava Stadium and the ETC. These are obviously bigger fields, bigger surfaces, better surfaces than what our girls are used to. I would say that this should serve as an inspiration, isn't it, to our girls?
It should.
And it should also then serve almost as homework for our technical team to make sure that they're preparing our players and our game plan accordingly.
I hope they are, and I hope that they're not preparing according to the surfaces they're playing on currently. Yes, Mutle mentioned it, and mentioned it in the perspective of the top tier of women's football in Zimbabwe. But I think any football player, any coach prepares a team on for the surface that you're playing rather than the surface from which you're coming. So I think our coaches will have that nailed on and will be able to play the sort of passing football that we've seen. We've seen the team change. When they went to that tournament in Malawi, they were playing some really, really sweet stuff. Passing football, lots of tactics that are being implemented by, of course, the coach Quinji 15 and TD Dominic Nyonzima. So the hope is that continuity will see us surprise a few people who are expecting that Zimbabwe will be back to the drawing board.
Right, well, Zimbabwe surprise at the COSAFA Women's Championship. What are your thoughts? What are your predictions? Can we make it to the semi-finals? Remember, we have to finish in the, first of all, at the top of the groups.
Yep.
And then, obviously, the second bite of the cherry will be to finish as the best placed runner-up in one of the groups. Can we go into the top four and possibly all the way? 0772-168-045. Send us your messages. We've got a fan zone coming up straight after our play of the day.
Hi, this is Benjamin Locke. I'm on the Zimbabwe Davis Cup team, and you're listening to ZFM Sport.
The Home Front. Local sports news and analysis.
Starting with some cricket news, Oman will enter the T20 World Cup 2026 with some extra confidence after beating Zimbabwe by 4 wickets in the warm-up game in Colombo. Opening batter, Jasinder Singh led the way, smashing 55
Oman.
33 balls in the 188
run. Piracy, the Gulf
and oil.
And cricket.
Right. Oman.
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 It's not even a full country.
Guys, and here's the kicker. We play them again on Monday, in the tournament proper.
They'll fancy their chops.
Jitin Ramanandi wrapped up with his cameo.
Ramanandi?
What?
Yeah.
Ramanandi's relative who's doing this to Zimbabwe, by the way. Guys, is there something you want to share with the class?
Please share. Ramanandi.
I need to read it off the page. It says Jitin
Ramanandi.
Ramanandi. Yes. Ramanandi. Ramanandi is more like Sabunjira.
Sabunjira.
He's still Bunjira.
Did he ever
visit
Sabunjira in the Middle East?
He went across to Oman.
No.
Yeah. No.
You got family.
I got blood.
You've got siblings that are beating Zimbabwe. Both teams will be face-to-face once again in their opening match of the tournament proper in Colombo on Monday. In golf news, international series ranking champion Scott Vincent and runner-up Yosuke Asaji will put their standout 2025 season to the test this week at Russian Group Live Golf Riyadh. And both have pointed to the Asia Tour's elevated group of events as the platform was sharpened their games and created the pathway to the highest level. This week marks Vincent's return to the Live Golf League for his first full season back, having previously competed with the Iron Heads GC in 2024. As soon as all the news out of the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League, Dynamos have signaled the start of a new era after completing the signing of former DRC youth international Isaac Landu. The move is the centerpiece of a massive rebuilding exercise at the Harare Giants following a crippling exodus of senior talent since the turn of the year. The Glamour Boys have been forced into the market after months of discontent that saw the core of their Chibuku Super Cup winning squad depart. Out of the roster that did duty last season, the club managed to retain just over a dozen players.
Summer's here.
Come on.
Turning up the heat this summer with more music from the 90s to now.
90s to now in the sunshine.
From the front of the grid to the back of the net, it's ZFM Sport. International Sports News Roundup, where the world comes out to play.
As Mike said, the Six Nations is back as the Northern Hemisphere's Grand Rugby Carnival kicks off for season 2026. Tonight, yes, you heard it correctly, tonight, mud, muscle and national pride are about to collide in a thunderstorm of crunching tackles and last-minute drop goals. Former Wales fly-half Dan Bigger says France are the clear favourites for this year's Six Nations title.
France will is probably why they start favourites. They've got, like you said, Ireland home, England home. You expect them to beat Italy in Lille. You'd expect them to beat Wales in Cardiff, and then it's probably a little bit of that Scotland game to make sure that they win the tournament, you know? So all in all, France starts favourites, England second place, but I think it'll be really special if that game comes down, if the championship comes down to that last game, last sort of Super Saturday. France want the game structured. They want to be able to kick long. They don't, mainly because they can, because they've got brilliant kickers in their team, whether it be DuPont, Intermark, Ramos, even going back to when they had Jaminé in terms of the length of kicking game. They've always employed a long kicking game. See.
The voice there of former Wales fly half, Dan Biggar. He popularised the Biggarina, his little dance before he took a kick. Now he's a pundit. And he reckons France are the ones to watch. Mike, you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. I think they look like they've got a bit of an edge. They've got an explosive attack, capable of scoring from broken play, which is always important.
Very important.
You know, and then they've got a world-class halfback pairing as well, controlling pace and creativity. Obviously, DuPont, he sort of like headlines that as arguably one of the best players in world rugby.
Yeah.
And then, more importantly, they've got a very powerful mobile pack that wins, especially in the collision area.
Yeah.
You need a base to operate from. Even the most skillful sides need a base to operate from. And if that base is not steady, like we've seen with the All Blacks right now, the scrum hasn't been as good as South Africa. And that's where they lose.
Their
backline players will always beat the best because they've got the skills. But the problem is the base is not there anymore.
Yeah.
And so that's where I think France will have an edge, particularly in this game. They've got a very mobile pack, and that sets up a very phenomenal base for them to operate.
And the Irish themselves, Chris, are never mugs. And we if we look at the tournament as a whole, they've got a good chance.
Yeah, definitely. I think Ireland play just completely as a team, like an orchestra, every note at precisely the right time. And I think that their structure also allows them to dominate possessions there. They basically starve their opponents of oxygen. So I think this is one team. I think Caelan Doris there, relentless carrier, absolute defensive pillar. So in terms of playing staff, just how they're playing as a team, this team definitely has what it takes.
And who can forget Jameson Gibson Park? England, though, listen, they don't dazzle, but they're efficient and they do a job.
Yeah, very boring team. look,
I was being diplomatic.
Yeah,
you really tried.
They're not a team I would pay to watch for. To go and watch. You know,
you'll look for the result after.
Yeah, I'll look for the result after because. But what they are, they're very, very efficient.
Yeah.
Very ruthless, and when they have you down, they invariably stick the boot in. They're very organised, and they've got a suffocating defence, and then. The only problem that they will suffer is that the attack sometimes can be a tad bit predictable. They'll learn. They'll need to learn to be a bit more, to have a bit more off the cuff stuff.
Yes.
Which you see, especially from France. You know, you need a bit of magic to win games.
Would you call them responsive more than actually leading and taking the initiative to team?
No. They're responsive. I think what they do from a footballing perspective, they are your sort of like classic Atletico Madrid side.
Okay.
A side that will prey on you to make mistakes.
We
saw their game versus the All Blacks, where you know it was really about just squeezing, putting the pressure on the All Blacks, waiting for the mistakes,
and
capitalizing big time on those mistakes. But they've got some really good players. I think Mario Itoje, Lions captain, he's a very, very good player, you know, and a very inspirational leader. And so it's going to be a good outing for England, I think. I know we talked about France and Ireland being favourites, but I think England they'll be quietly confident that they can cause something of an upset in this year's championship.
Yeah, certainly. And very briefly, Chris, Scotland, they're you don't know quite what to expect, very often when they deliver big.
Yeah, big time. I think what they've managed to do is to really capitalise on moments. They're a big moments team, lightning quick as well, and they really thrive when it comes to broken play. So they, I think, just capitalising on their opponents' mistakes. Finn Russell, incredible playmaker that they've got there. And I think when you're taking a look at this team, they're, I think, consistently, in terms of just the brutality of those matches, they've been consistent in that.
They're going to hurt you. All right. And then, of course, we've got Italy, who are no longer passengers. They arrive swinging faster. They're braver with each campaign. And then, of course, Wales often turn games into storms of passion where structure gives way to sheer will. However, I think Wales at the moment, a bit of a team in transition, and we'll see what they look like. Like you heard earlier, tonight, the opening match is France versus Ireland. Absolute barn burner. The rest of your round one matches, Italy takes on Scotland and England versus Wales.
Hi, this is Zinzan Brook, All Black number 883, and you're listening to
ZFM Stereo Sports. Z. Around the world in 60 seconds. International sports news.
We begin in New Zealand, where former All Black and Tonga scrum half Augustin Pulu believes his unlikely return to Super Rugby at 36 was written long before Moana Pacifica came calling as he returns to the Southern Hemisphere competition after spending the last 6 years in Japan playing for Tokyo-based Hino Red Dolphins. In news from England, Lando Norris completely believes the 2026 title favourite George Russell will join him in Formula One World Championship winning ranks at some point, but the McLaren driver says his own ambition will win against this year is undimmed. In the United States, Jonathan Kuminga reportedly is on his way out of Golden State Warriors, and the Warriors hope his departure brings them an inside presence he could never consistently provide when they reported acquisition of Kristaps Porzingis. And in the United Arab Emirates, where we touched down, Jon Rahm has welcomed LIV Golf League events, finally being awarded world ranking points, but believes there's work to be done and to address a ruling that doesn't seem fair.
Your hit music station. My station. Your station. It's everybody's station. ZFM Stereo.
Fan Zone. Get in touch with the team and have your say your way.
Operator.
Right, let's get back to our messages. DJ Mbava Hansi of Pamsau in Glenview 1, 88 hours in Form 3 in Chivu. Interesting. Nice. Hansi, 1996 all level. Hansi, Tanza Guru Form 4. Felicin Jerry, Salam Whitecliff South. Well, we talked about 1988.
Sounds like
no, we got Anzi. Actually, there was grade zero. My younger brother was in grade zero at Gandhi. They were progressive schools. We went to progressive schools.
We went to progressive schools.
No, do you know what? It was a gold. It was a gold grade zero. Anzi, infants.
Infants was grade one and two. Yeah, I went to an infants school and it was grade one.
Yeah, but the term grade zero.
Maybe
Unana Gandhi. Yeah. But remember around 1988, Gandhi, Yanga Simba, child, because it was a relatively new school.
New school,
it was Yanga Iri Pedigree, you know, Zanyana Gateway. Yanga Iri Satenya so Jega, Chaiso Chaiso, because Yanga so Simba, Pagawa, Banana, Zani, what is it? Banana, what is his name? Richard Sims, and fellas like that. Nobega Simba.
Right.
But,
was it Gandhi?
In the
1980s.
That was Gandhi.
That was Gandhi. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
That was Gandhi.
All right. Someone is asking a question here. I've got Anzi, hi, ZFM Sports Team. Is it true that there's a new ZIFA Unity Cup tournament, Zimbabwe's version of the English FA Cup, that is going to start this season? How is the new Zimbabwe knockout tournament going to work? This is Sammy Boy, Omo Empress Jombe in Kwekwe District. Well, we can tell you that there's something exciting in the pipeline. But I think you'll need to wait until it is launched. So
then we
far,
can confirm it. Yeah,
then we can confirm. Right now, it's just at the rumor stage, so it's really not worth speculating about.
Mike, you were right. It was infants, and then KG1, kindergarten one, was grade one. KG2 was grade two. Then primary school started grade three.
Barry, you were lucky if you learned the alphabet.
You were lucky if you learned the alphabet.
You were lucky if you learned vowels.
A vowel.
Like, we got so serious. We learned how to read.
ku crash.
They would go and they would go and play.
Did you treat our plays like we did? What was our
plays?
We did plays. We did Peter Pan.
So your vocabulary must have been quite good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I noticed, like, the kids nowadays, I have conversations with my seven-year-old son, and he's using words and terminology that I only started using when I was an O-level student.
And they also used to, they didn't allow us to speak any Shona and Ndebele. Everyone had to speak English.
When I went to Kennedy, it was like that.
There was a friend of mine, no names mentioned, at primary school. This is about grade 3, grade 4, thereabouts. Was reported by a telltale girl.
For speaking Shona.
Our entire group hated her for a very long time.
Because speaking Shona was a crime.
It was
most
a big
grievous.
Deal. I remember, Kukesh, you'd get hit like with a little wooden spoon
for speaking Shona.
The one thing that I do appreciate about those schools, of course, you look back then, there was a lot of racism.
Big time.
But one of the things that they did was that they taught etiquette.
Yes.
They taught decorum.
Demure.
That you still apply to this very day. How to eat. 100%. How to sit at a table. How to talk to things. I mean, one simple principle. Never greet another man sitting down. That's a simple principle. We were taught.
Guys were taught those things. Guys, they must have stopped at some point.
Don't chew with your mouth open. Elbows on the table.
Yes.
We had what was called piggy's table.
We had piggy's table in primary as well.
At piggy's table, you didn't have dessert. You missed out on ice cream, you missed out on cake and custard until you got your act together.
What I struggled with when I went to PE, coming from the ghetto, is taking off your straw hat.
Right.
Whenever you meet an elder.
When you meet an elder,
take off your straw.
Tipping your hat.
Straw hat. I'm like, what is this? What is this?
As the stand up where and you nailed it. As creciator a privilege plus no tambira.
Yes.
As a creciator a feeding scheme.
CFM Stereo is untouchable. All the rivalry.
Goal for Liverpool early on Derby Day.
All the stars.
There goes Haaland. He's on his way again. He's hungry. He's scored. He always does. He always will. Nothing more certain.
And all the game-changing moments.
Can he find a way through? You bet he can. That is top, top class.
All the updates from the Premier League on ZFM Sport.
I love the fact that the messages are just flowing in here. Anzi Kweduku say Nyoka, Anzi Churungu, we tried it. It lasted for a week. A message from Mickey the Mac from Hillside. Anzi, I'm a 1968 model. You're right, Anzi. It was KG1.
Yes.
KG2.
Yes.
Standard 1 till 7. Right. My brothers and sis, and we learned proper English.
Those days,
you were straightened out.
They were proper.
I think for me, more high school, convent was strict. Like in the, in a quad, like you're just walking across from class to class. We walked in single file.
Yeah.
You did not walk between the cars. You didn't walk on the grass.
We had lots of
crazy rules that in hindsight, like for example, you can't walk and eat. So you go to the tuck shop, you buy your food. You can't like start chewing your burger. You have to sit down and eat.
Yeah.
You can't have chipped nail polish. Ladies don't have chipped nail polish. You have to wear stockings. I think it was like
nail polish.
Yes, clear. We're allowed to wear clear.
No nail polish.
Really? Lip gloss is another one.
No trousers.
No trousers. Yeah, even in winter.
They could wear stockings. Okay. And then trousers were only for A-level student boys.
Oh.
And prefects.
Okay. No, we had trousers. But I think
that was the marker. I'm A-level.
Why think I'm torn? Only on festive, even during winter, you just suffer through. You had to push through.
You were not allowed to wear your best dress or number ones unless you were specifically mandated to do,
so it was khaki.
You couldn't just whip on right
out there. What is this called?
You wore your jersey.
No, oh my God.
You wore a jersey.
My socks were
dark. My longer shorts.
Let's talk a bit of football, guys. Where Man City boss Pep Guardiola wants the English Football League to change their rules to allow Mark Gay to play in the Carabao Cup final against Arsenal. This, of course, after City completed a 5-1 aggregate victory with a 3-1 win over Newcastle in last night's semi-final, meaning that they'll take on the Gunners of Arsenal on the 22nd of March at Wembley. Let's hear from Pep.
And hopefully you can convince the Carabao Cup that Mark can play this this competition, the final, because it's difficult to understand that the club making a big investment to play one player, to take one player, belong to us, and I don't understand why I cannot play the final, honestly. So hopefully we make a letter, and hopefully the Carabao Cup or whatever, they can understand that once you buy a player for a lot of money and he's not able to play for a rule that I don't understand why, hopefully they can change it, they can play.
Oh, well, he's calling for a change of the rules, babe. We touched on this at the beginning of the show, and I think, to be honest, we all know what the rules are, and they're hardly going to change the competition rules at the end of the competition.
He's dreaming. It's not going to happen. Listen, I think he would love to have Mark Gahey available because he knows that middle section in his defence, it has been problematic, and against Arsenal, it will be exploited because he knows Arteta is going to do so, but I'm afraid it's not going
to
happen.
All right, let's go to Italy, where Inter Milan manager Christian Kivu gave credit to the Inter Youth Academy for providing fresh talent for last night's 2-1 Coppa Italia win over Torino. Alois, look, he is a coach who's giving credit to the academy, and this is where I think a lot of clubs go wrong. They don't trust the development pipeline.
I don't know why, but I think this also just goes with the coach that has gone through some development, or the coach that has been a big fan of development himself, for him to appreciate development. Because very many times you find coaches, even here in Zimbabwe, that just don't believe in it. They just don't trust these kids. Until somewhere, Akura, 23, 24, that's when he can come now. they don't want to be the ones to actually be the pioneers, to the ones to actually give these kids the breakthrough. I don't know why, though, because at the end of the day, there is going to be talent that is coming through all the time.
All the time.
So why don't you be the one to give this to bring breakthrough?
Can I give one player, Alois, your club missed out on, and they've been braver, July.
Yes. Of course.
Lost to Caps United.
He passed by.
Yeah,
they were not brave enough.
Couldn't trust him. They weren't brave enough. And in the end, he became an absolute household name with Dynamos, and he's out in Durban now. Tonight's Coppa Italia quarterfinal, Atalanta versus Juventus, should be a good game. Quick dip into Spain here. Last night's Copa del Rey quarterfinal results. Deportivo Alavés lost at home to Real Sociedad 3-2, whilst the Athletic Club got the better of Valencia 2-1 at La Mestalla. Tonight's action, we'll see Real Betis, a club you have visited, Chris, hosting Atletico Madrid in the Copa.
And that's the match I actually watched.
You watched that game?
I watched it, yeah.
It must have been one hell of a game.
I think crazy was just seeing Diego Simeone on... he looks crazy on TV, right? You can hear him. We were sitting in the first couple of rows. You could literally hear him from
where
we were sitting.
He lives every second.
Yeah. Every second, absolutely raucous, really involved, and I'll just never forget it.
I think Willard Gazzan is going to be like that.
Willard Gazzan.
I've seen him coaching.
You've seen him
coach? Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God. He's exactly like...
And he coaches him through every moment.
Every moment.
On your PlayStation.
Does he have a philosophy? What sort of coach is he?
I really didn't study what he was doing. Okay. I was just enjoying watching him. He brought his young kids to play against Caps United recently, last week. Okay. Yeah. He will be coaching the attack, and at the same time, if he turns and sees that there's something wrong with the defense, he will start correcting the defense. Yeah.
But it's enjoyable.
Booty.
He has got so much passion. He's got so much passion.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, the show is running out of time, but we're back tomorrow.
We are.
6:05.
We'll build up to the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Big game this weekend, Barry. Liverpool enjoying City, some sort of form.
Yeah.
Against the Man City side that's also enjoying some sort of form.
Yeah.
And it's going to be an interesting one, this one.
Who needs it more? Who wants it more? We'll tell you tomorrow. Don't miss the show. May God richly bless you. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Manande, out.
Lionel Messi has conquered his final peak. Lionel Messi has shaken hands with paradise.
The biggest sports stories.
Max Verstappen has taken the checkered flag to win the Japanese Grand Prix.
The biggest interviews.
These are happy tears, I guess. I don't know.
All the analysis right here.
There's no question that LeBron James, at the worst, is a top three player in the history of basketball since the game was invented. I don't want to hear that. It's just blasphemous.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's ZFM Sport on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station.